From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Veronica Moheski. A 52-year-old Kansas City woman has been sentenced to 2 years and 3 months in federal prison without parole for embezzlement. Kathleen Frederico was an accountant at the St. Luke's Foundation when she embezzled the money. During her sentencing yesterday, Frederico was ordered to pay more than $500,000 in restitution. She pleaded guilty in June to wire fraud. Frederico admitted she engaged in two related embezzlement schemes during the 14 years she worked for the foundation. Prosecutors say an auditor found she embezzled $1.2 million, but bank records from the earliest years were not available, so there is little proof to support this. Her embezzlement occurred from June 2003 to March 2017. She used the money for shopping, travel, bills, and drugs. NASA says a meteor seen streaking through the sky behind the arch in St. Louis was a basketball-sized rock that broke off from an asteroid belt between Mars and Jupiter. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that experts used hundreds of eyewitness accounts along with two videos to calculate information about the meteor. They determined the approximately 220-pound rock traveled through the sky Monday night at 33,500 miles per hour, causing a sonic boom. A NASA weather satellite helped the agency confirm it was brighter than Venus in the sky, making it a fireball. Bill Cook of the NASA Meteoroid Environments Office in Huntsville, Alabama, says it broke into pieces 12 miles above the ground. Boone County residents can help choose the I Voted sticker this coming election year. The Columbia, Missourian reports high school students in the county submitted designs for the sticker to the Boone County Clerk's Office. After receiving over 100 submissions, a panel of judges anonymously looked at the designs and selected four finalists to compete for the public's vote. Boone County Clerk Brianna Lennon says that they are thrilled that so many students participated because they want them to be excited to cast their own ballot when they turn 18. The sticker with the most votes will be the official sticker for all county elections in 2020 and 2021. Residents can vote for their favorite sticker on the Boone County Clerk's Office website until Monday. The winner will be announced next Tuesday. Kansas City Mayor Quentin Lucas is asking people interested in honoring Reverend Martin Luther King Jr. to submit ideas to the city's Parks Board within 90 days. Lucas's announcement yesterday comes a week after voters chose to restore the Paseo name to a boulevard named last year for King. Lucas said the Parks and Recreation Board will hold public meetings to evaluate ideas for a new way to honor the civil rights icon. The mayor said in a news release that last week's vote showed that voters were frustrated by the process used to name the street for King. Tim Smith, a spokesman with the group that led a successful campaign to restore the Paseo, praised Lucas's effort to gather input from the community on the issue. I'm Veronica Moheski, KBIA News, Columbia.